Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. We're putting the focus on currencies this Friday, and what's catching my eye is the strength of the US dollar, now pushing 9-month highs. And this follows the latest Fed meeting minutes, further supporting the expectations for tapering to happen this year. And also, the latest jobs data, initial jobless claims overnight hitting a pandemic-era low, lending more support to that scenario. To get a bigger picture on the US dollar and other currencies, let's check in with Matthew Su. He is the corporate client manager for Asia at OFX. Happy Friday, Matthew. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys?
We are doing pretty good as well, Matthew. So let's dive into the US dollar. What's driving its recent strength and how much momentum does it have right now? I'm looking at the dollar versus Sing dollar at around 1.364 right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're seeing quite a strong drive there for the USD. You can see it's moving a little bit higher against some of the G8 currencies, especially off the back of the Fed's Reserve July meeting minutes that we saw on Thursday. US dollar index, as you had said earlier, pushing 9-month highs. We're looking around 93.55. So if we're to look at what's driving a lot of this, it's got to do with the COVID-19 concerns, both domestically and globally, made a lot of investors very conservative. Plus, you got a lot of sharp decline in the US retail sales through July. A lot of people chasing the safe haven currencies against the dollar. If you're looking to compare it with some of the other majors, the pound and the euro, it's going a little bit beyond that, even extending beyond 107.978 against the Japanese yen. So even against the other safe haven counterparties, it's doing quite strongly.
Yeah, some of those jitters fueling the safe haven appeal of the US dollar. So talking about jitters, with the recent geopolitical developments, how is it affecting currencies like the British pound?
Yeah, so what we're seeing politically, we have seen the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan. Now, obviously, the developments over there are putting a bit of a cloud over uncertainty. Anytime we get uncertainty like that, then we're going to be seeing more push towards that USD. So we certainly felt that with the British pound. You know, we got some poor Chinese data, what's happening in Afghanistan, and that seems to have driven the pound just slightly lower. Currently trading this morning at around 1.3764.
Yeah, I'm just tracking the pound versus Sing dollar. It's at 1.859, and so far it's year to date up by 2.8%. And moving on from the pound to the euro, what's going on there? We've seen inflation becoming a bit of a concern there as well.
Yeah. So inflation's moved up to 2.2%, which is up from 1.9%. It is in line with analyst expectations, but again, we're seeing very similar themes. So fresh aversion to risk due to the pandemic, some escalations happening over in Afghanistan, coupling with a few central bankers not in agreement with the labor and inflation policies. So this one's keeping the euro in a slightly negative sentiment. Euro-US trading around 1.171 today.
Yeah, and the euro versus Sing dollar at around 1.59. So that is down nearly 1% for the month and more than 1% for year to date. And let's wrap things up with the Australian dollar. That's, of course, with the country now having a lockdown underway. How is that affecting the currency?
Yeah, so they've just broken through recent July lows. So the Australian dollar is going to be quite vulnerable to some risk-led corrections and some changes in the RBA policy expectations. So keeping our eyes on the labour print and seeing what the effects of the Sydney lockdown would do on the labour force. Of course, any upticks in the unemployment rate could well force the Australian dollar through 0.72, which is what we saw, support levels at around 0.7. So Aussie-US down 0.15%, trading around 0.71 this morning.
Yeah, the Aussie dollar really going through a slide in the past few months. Year-to-date, it's down more than 4% versus Sing dollar at 97.55 cents. So that's something we are tracking as we look at the latest COVID-19 implications and the geopolitical developments affecting currencies. We've been chatting with Matthew Su. He is the Corporate Client Manager for Asia at OFX. Matthew, thank you for your time and have a great weekend in advance.
Thanks very much for having me on. It's a pleasure. Have a good weekend.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.